We begin this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the readings.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 58. Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast? And a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows what person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. Please stand for the reading of the gospel.
In our gospel lesson for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, we read that we are the lights of the world who should live by our faith even in the presence of the ungodly. It's found in the book of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Jesus said, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. Be seated as we sing, Jesus Paid It All.
Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You wake up in the morning and you look out the window and it's cloudy and it's dreary, and because it's winter, it's cold and it's probably snowing. And you just want to stay in bed. You want to wrap yourself in the warm blankets and you just want to stay there. And then it dawns on you, it's Monday. And your alarm clock is about to go off. You ever had a morning like that? You ever had a day like that? You just didn't want to get up. You didn't want to get out of bed. Everything seemed to be against you, and you just look out that window and you say, I don't want to. I think we've all had those days. And then we pull ourselves out of bed and we go at the task that we were going to do. Maybe that's why we wanted to stay in bed, right? We were dreading some task that was coming up, or maybe it was just the weather, or maybe it was something else. But we go. And if you're anything like me, on those days in particular, the words invigorating are not exactly the kind of words that would describe you, nor are they the words that would kind of describe how you act or how you function on that particular day. I think we all get there. The monotony of days, each day seems to be the same. Each passing hour seems like the one that came before. Even the weather at times and time changes and all that kind of thing can have an impact. And so we come to our text for today, the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter. Really, we've kind of missed a little bit of a step here. See, in the Epiphany season, basically last week, this week, and next week all cover something called the Sermon on the Mount. Last week was a little bit different. It was kind of a special holiday, if you will, that was kind of right there, and so we kind of missed that text, and you had John, and so you had that text, and so you kind of missed it. But we had that first part, sometimes called the Beatitudes. Most of you know the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. This beautiful language, and so we remember that. And we always envision this Sermon on the Mount with Jesus sitting on the side of a mountain with crowds of people gathered around him. Yet if you go back to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 1, it says that Jesus turns to his disciples. Jesus is talking to those that are closest to him. He is talking to his disciples. And so what does he say? What does he have to say to them? What does he tell his closest followers, his faithful? He tells them that they are to be the salt of the world, that they are to be a light on the hill. In essence, he tells them that they are to be a special gift to the world. Now, light is probably the easiest for us to understand. We get it. The concept is pretty easy, right? You put a light out, you even put it on a hill, and the further up it goes, the more people can see it, the more light kind of gets shined out into the darkness. We get it. Salt is a little bit trickier. Salt, especially in the ancient world, was used for several different things. Two of them is in particular we know, because we still use salt for that purpose today. Right? We still use salt whenever we're trying to add flavor to our meals. We still use salt. We still use salt when we are trying to preserve food. There are types of food preservation that require lots and lots of salt. It's one of the aspects that it does. Now, we don't use it for ritual sacrifice. And so we're not going to understand that concept. However, to catch what Jesus is saying here, you don't need to. Understanding just those first two is enough. It's plenty. We are to be something special to the world. Now, usually when we're talking about texts like this, our next step is to immediately go into evangelism. Right? We catch that, right? With the light shining on the hill and so on and so forth. The whole light and darkness analogy lends itself to the topic of evangelism. The problem is that the text, the flow and the meaning behind the text, is not talking specifically of evangelism. Now let me clarify. That's not to say that Jesus isn't bringing evangelism into this. He is. But it's part of that holistic element that all Christians are to be. All Christians are to evangelize. All Christians are to tell other people about their faith and about the gospel message. and about Jesus. But that's just it. Jesus is talking about the full you. You are to be special. You are to be the salt of the earth. You are to be the light on a hill, not just for evangelism, but for all of it. Your whole life is to be a reflection of Christ Jesus. Your whole life is to be a reflection of what you were created to be and to do. If you've been called to be a student or a husband or a father or a mother, as a Christian, you act as the best Christian you can be. Even when everybody else becomes negative and downtrodden, you still pull forward. Those awful days when you feel like just staying in bed the whole day, those days too. We wake up, we move forward to do the best job that we can do, no matter what it is, no matter how much we dread it. As Christians, being the salt of the earth should be so apparent that those around us should take notice. They should take notice of our attitude, of our workmanship. They should take notice of us fulfilling our callings before God. And with that, we should not be afraid to mention where this all comes from. We should not be afraid to mention that it comes from our Lord, that He has forgiven us, and it comes from Him and His command. Knowing that, what follows Jesus' command to be salt can come off really quite harsh. If we are called to be this way, what happens if we don't? What about if we're not? What if we don't act like the salt or the light on the hill? And he kind of shoots back with another question. What do you do with salt if it loses its saltiness? What do you do if there is one group that's called to do something, called to act in a certain way? In terms of salt, what do you do with table salt if table salt loses its saltiness? It no longer does its job. I mean, I guess you can add salt to the salt to maybe try to make it more salty, but I feel like that's a little counterintuitive. The statement, even to try to make salt salty, seems almost absurd. The next time it's hard to get out of bed, though, think about that. Think about trying to add salt to table salt to make it salty. See, you are the salt. You are the light. Now, as I've said before, and I'll say again, there are still those times, right? And maybe you're thinking about them right now, those times when you weren't the salt, when you weren't the light, when you didn't act accordingly, when you weren't your best. You probably realize, as I do, that I fail at this all the time. And you probably realize, as I do, that as we look off into the future, you know that there's going to be other times when you don't act like the salt of the earth, where you don't act like the light on the hill. You want to, you wish you would, you wish you could, but you don't. And maybe that brings you down a notch. Oh, you might walk out the door right now today and say to yourself, well, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to do this job or that job or whatever it is. But as the week goes on, and as you fail, and then you fail again. And when you begin to basically be down on yourself, when you begin to fail, when the spirit begins to be downtrodden, just remember, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This text and what Jesus says brings us back to the Beatitudes to read all over again. It produces meekness. It makes us meek. And then we're reminded again that blessed are the meek. Unlike us, Christ can make us light again. He can make us salty again. And those things are important. But the most important is not us, but Him. We are blessed because of what Christ has done for us. That He would give His life, that He would do His work, His calling, even though we could not. Even though we failed. Yes, we are forgiven because of Christ. Yes, you have salvation because of Jesus. And yes, as Christians, Jesus is calling you to be the salt of the world. Because trying to trying to make salt salty again, just doesn't make sense. Only our Lord can do it. Only Jesus can do it. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as we now confess our sins in the words of a prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord, because we have sinned. We have sinned in our thoughts and our words and our deeds. Lord, you called us to be the salt of the earth, and sometimes we fail. You have called us to be the lights on a hill, and sometimes we aren't. We ask for mercy for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear us now as we confess our sins before you in a moment of silence. Hear us, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us continue by confessing our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as we continue the service with our gifts and our offerings. What? It's in there? Okay. Actually, hold up. We're going to do the commissioning of the mission team, actually. I thought there was a slide. I'm sorry. I forgot to put a slide in. But anyway, we're asking that the mission team come forward for the commissioning. Well, dear brother in Christ, you are to serve the Lord on the mission trip as you go to El Paso. Hear what Holy Scripture has to say about those who serve in the church. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So at this time, in the presence of God and of this congregation, I commission you upon our mission team in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, through your dear Son, you have made us all your witnesses. Enlighten by your Holy Spirit all who speak to others the message of salvation through Jesus' blood and merit. Grant your blessings upon the mission team of St. John's as they travel to El Paso, so that your word may reach out and bear much fruit for the growth of your church. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now go in the name of the Lord, be steadfast and immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most powerful God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Amen. Now, I believe you guys head off Sunday, right? Next Sunday. So they're heading to El Paso, so doing some great work at Yesleta, correct? All right. Thank you so much. Now we can continue with our gifts and our offerings. If you could find that book of friendship found on the side by the aisle and sign that and get to know the people around you, that'd be great.
Keep Kylie and Colt in your care as they prepare for his baptism. As we pray,
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament of my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." You may be seated as our service continues with Holy Communion. Just a reminder, we will not have the end table blessing until the end, after everybody has gone through. We should have a basket on each side, so whichever door you go out, you should have a basket for the individual cups. Take and eat. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you to the one true faith, which is the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take and eat. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you to the one true faith, which is the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Hmm? Oh. Okay. What? Up there? Oh, there's no gluten-free. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. Christ's true blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. Christ's true blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you to the one true faith, which is the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat. True body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. Christ's true body, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat. Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord defend and preserve the faith that he has granted unto you. Amen. Take and eat Christ's true body, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May the Lord defend and bless the faith granted unto you. Amen. Take and eat Christ's true body, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May the Lord defend and bless the faith granted unto you. Amen. Take and eat Christ's true body, given for you. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord defend and bless the faith that is granted unto you. Amen. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord defend and bless the faith granted unto you. May he also defend and bless the faith granted unto you. May the Lord also defend and bless the faith granted unto you. Amen. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. May the Lord defend and bless the faith that he has granted unto you. Amen. Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord also defend and bless the faith granted to you. May he also defend and bless the faith granted to you. Amen. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord defend and preserve the faith that he granted to you. May he also defend and bless the faith granted unto you. Amen. Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord also defend and bless the faith granted to you. Amen. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you. May the Lord also defend and bless the faith granted to you. Christ's true body given for you. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat Christ's true body you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Christ's true body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May the Lord defend and bless the faith granted unto you. Amen. Take and eat. It's the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. Christ's true body given for you. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat Christ's true body, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat Christ's true body, given for you. We don't have a lunch at this point. I don't know why. Do you want to try this or no? Please stand for the blessing. And now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you unto the one true faith, which is a life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.